Now, if you had the chance to talk to the first British astronaut while she's orbiting the Earth, what would you say? A chat about the weather might not be very appropriate. Well, on Saturday, a team of radio amateurs from Harrogate Ladies' College will speak to Helen Sharman, one of the cosmonauts on the Soviet Juno space mission. The Harrogate girls are taking a break from their A-levels to broadcast into space with the help of teacher Richard Horton. Well, Richard and one of the girls, Philippa Pemberton, are on the line now. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Now, Richard, if I can start with you, how did you come, rather than all the other thousands of schools and colleges around the country, to be chosen to speak to the Juno mission?
Well, we've been involved in amateur radio now for some 10 or 12 years at the college. We believe that we are, in fact, the only girls' school in the country to have a permanent radio station. And when Rondin Buckland from Space Nell University was looking around for some educational experiments to go onto the Mir spacecraft, he also thought that it'd be a good idea to have a direct link with the results coming down to Earth via amateur radio. And we'd had a fair amount of coverage at the school because we have an amateur radio satellite station there. Our name came up and he rang me towards the end of January.
So how many pupils are involved?
Well, we have six girls at the school who have got their amateur radio licenses and can transmit unsupervised. And every year we have a class to take this radio amateurs examination that gives them that qualification. And we have another, for example, class taking the examination this evening.
Am I right in saying that you've met the cosmonauts yourself, Richard?
Yes, that's right. I was fortunate a couple of weeks ago to be over in Moscow and went up to Star City, where Helen has been doing her training, and saw both Helen and Tim, spent the evening with them and chatting about the project. They're, of course, absolutely keyed up for this and looking forward very much indeed to talking to the schools down here in...
I was going to say, I should think a few nerves are tingling at that end, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but they've had a long time to prepare for it, of course. They've been training for well over a year now over in the Soviet Union, and I think a lot of the technical things have become second nature to them, and they're really just keying up now to get up there. They can't wait.
Now, Philippa, you're one of the lucky six, that's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, tell me about the equipment you're going to be using to actually talk to the people up in space.
Well, we're using the amateur radio equipment that we use normally, really. We've got various sets of equipment we can use, so we don't have to adapt anything, really. We can just speak normally to her.
So once you've got the hang of what you've got in front of you, it's just the same as if you were talking to anybody else?
Yeah.
Now, tell me what you're going to be asking Helen Sharman.
Well, we're going to be asking her about the experiment she's doing, so, because as we're collecting the data for her, that we're also running a competition within the school to see who can devise the most in question to ask her. And the winner of the competition will be able to ask the question to her live, whether we have any time available to ask her, you know, questions that we want to ask ourselves. We'll have to wait and see on the day.
Now, do you have a special call sign?
Mm-hmm. We have a club sign for the school, but we also have a special one that we're using for the day, which is GB0 Juno. And it's special because we've got four letters at the end, when usually you only have three.
Right, so Helen will look out for that and know it's you calling.
Yes.
Richard, are we confident that this is all going to be a great success?
Well, with anything connected with space and space flight, as you appreciate, until they actually blast off from Baikonur on Saturday, dead on time, we can't predict that. But at the moment, everything is going according to plan.
And how often are these conversations going to take place?
Well, the Mir space station is in such an orbit that it, in fact, passes within range of the UK only 3 to 4 times a day. And these passes will be starting around late afternoon, around 4 o'clock during the day. They're spaced an hour and a half apart, so there should be 3 opportunities per day for about 4 days. But the final arrangements for which passes we shall be able to use to talk to Helen to fit in with her other experimentation are actually being decided tomorrow in the Soviet Union.
Philippa, I should think this makes a welcome break from your A-levels, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
You have to be careful what you say with Richard sitting alongside you, I suppose, don't you? Well, I hope it all works out very well for you both. Richard and thanks. Philippa, many thanks.
Thank you very much indeed.
Of course, one of the things that Space Journeys is...